Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Time for your questions, our answers. You've got one. You can send it on over via email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to talk to us directly, you can do that as well. 1-800-927-SHOW. Toll-free coast to coast, 1-800-927-7469. We'll see how many we can get through to the top of the hour, Holly.
I have an overwhelming amount of cherry tomatoes. Can you can them or have any other suggestions?
Well, you can can them, correct on that?
You can them. You have to peel them, so
may not be as much fun as you once thought.
No, but if you have like a food mill, you can put them through that, and then you can make like a tomato soup, sauce, whatever. So that is an option. You can throw them in with like your other tomatoes if you are going to can them. Another thing is you can dehydrate them.
Oh, yeah. Dehydrate. Now, if you've never dehydrated, listen up here. I've got a little secret for you. If you've never dehydrated tomatoes and you've only ate fresh tomatoes, dehydrate some tomatoes, whether with a dehydrator or in your oven. It's like sweet pieces of candy that's healthy for you. It is very, very – you think a homegrown tomato tastes good? You wait until you dehydrate that homegrown tomato. Even better.
It's very good. I agree.
Even better. We're going to dehydrate. We went through 8 trays. We're going to do another 8 trays just because – and the cherry ones work.
We didn't go through 8 trays, did we?
Yeah, we are they're not counting, neither are we. But it was even – and we tried a green tomato, and it tastes just as good dehydrated as the ripe tomatoes did. Interesting.
What do we do with this green tomato? Dehydrate it.
Yep. You definitely, if you're not dehydrating tomatoes, you're missing out on something. You should at least try it once and get the t-shirt, and you will be happy that you did such. The t-shirt. Did it, done it, got a t-shirt. You know that? Mm-hmm. All right, next question. I saw that you have used pine needles in some of your videos and photographs, and they are brown and very dry. I have a huge evergreen tree, and I would like to use my free needles as mulch. Can I use them as they are green that they've come off the tree by putting them around certain beds and roses primarily? Is that okay? Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. I don't see why you couldn't.
They're going to dry very quickly once they come off the tree anyway. The myth is that pine needles will make your soil acidic. Now, true, the pine needles on the tree are extremely acidic. But once they are put down on the ground or mixed in your compost pile, about 10% of the total volume, so there's not, you know, because it takes a while for these things to break down. By the time they get to a soil consistency, the pH level has neutralized. So it doesn't affect your soil pH level at all. It will take a couple of years to break down, but you're totally fine. You don't have to worry about it. It's not going to mess your soil up.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.